Now, we're going to start off today's show with a bit of an unusual topic, and not one that you might normally hear me speaking about on Talk About. And I'll preface it by saying that I'm sure there's many of you out there who've been to Spain on holidays at some point in your lives. It's a very popular destination, of course, with Irish people. But if you've been to Spain, have you been to a bullfight? Now, we do know that bullfighting has had a long tradition in Spain, and many people who go to Spain on their holidays take in a bullfight while they're there. But I'll go one step further and ask, have any of you ever been to the Running of the Bulls festival in Pamplona? Well, this very week, that centuries-old festival gets underway in the city of Pamplona. Now, I knew that it existed and I knew a little bit about it, but I didn't realise just how barbaric this whole festival is, and indeed how dangerous it is to humans who get involved in it, even if they're only there as a spectator. I had a very interesting chat earlier with Jerry Boland. Jerry is the founder and director of the organisation Animals Behind Closed Doors. And Jerry reckons that the people in Pamplona could learn a lot from the organisers of Puck Fair here in Kerry about how to preserve an ancient festival without being cruel to animals. But first of all, Jerry told me I asked Jerry exactly what is this Running of the Bulls festival.
Sure, it's been going on for well over a century, I think. It takes place in a city of about 200,000 people in Spain called Pamplona. The Running of the Bulls in Pamplona, Ernest Hemingway wrote about it. And it's an eight-day festival. It's called the St. Fermín Festival. He was a patron saint of the town. And the reason the town is famous is because for 8 days during the festival, which is taking place right now, at 8 a.m. every morning, about six or seven or eight bulls are let loose at one end of the town. A rocket is fired to commence the event and also to frighten the bulls. And they are run through the streets of the city, the narrow streets and alleyways, with probably several thousand people, actually. Mainly men, I have to say, and they chase the bulls through the town. The bulls are terrified, obviously. The tradition is to try and hit the bulls with sticks and newspapers as they go by. It's a completely chaotic scene. If any of your listeners want to Google it, there's plenty of video footage, some of it quite distressing, actually. There are usually, over the eight-day festival, there's usually between 50 and 100 people are injured. Understandably, some of them are gored, some of them are smashed against concrete walls of houses. And so that's one issue. And in relation to the bulls, by the time the bulls have run through the town, they are then caught and they are then used in bullfights in the town later that evening where they're killed, where they're tortured by toreadors and matadors over a long period and then usually savagely and inefficiently killed. So it's one of the most extraordinarily vicious and cruel events in the world, actually. Like, we have our own issues here in relation to hair coursing and other things, but this is beyond the pale. And it's a Spanish tradition. It's been going on for over 100 years, and there's a lot of public outcry about it, but it's going to take, I don't know, some effort to, because if you look at the numbers who are coming, like, and I suppose the reason I'm talking to you, Deirdre, is because it doesn't happen in Ireland, of course, it doesn't happen down in Kerry, but people do go on holidays to Spain, and a lot of them go on holidays, and a lot of them, maybe a smaller percentage, but a lot of people still go to bullfights, and a lot of people go to Pamplona to watch and even run with the bulls. And it's a dangerous thing to do, but it's also one of the reasons why the festival still exists, because of the support that it gets from tourists. So we're asking people not to attend these bullfights or these cruel festivals. And if they're going to Pamplona, I've never been there, I believe it's a beautiful small city, do not go during this festival, because all you're doing is you're supporting an eight-day festival of cruelty.
Yeah, well, even aside from that, It sounds absolutely dangerous to me, above anything else. I mean, from 8 o'clock in the morning, these animals are running riot, running loose through the city. I mean, you know, if you were somebody who lived in Pamplona, it just sounds very dangerous. I mean, it must take over the whole city.
Well, it does. Like, it doesn't take place all during the day. I'm not sure how long the run takes. Probably maybe an hour. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not sure of the route of it, obviously. But if you look at footage of it, like, all the balconies in the city are all crowded with people looking on and cheering them. But it is, yeah, it's absolutely incredibly dangerous. And as I say, people have been killed during the court, like, over a long period. 16 people may not be an awful lot of people, but 16 recorded fatalities have been recorded. But every year, between 50 and 100 people are badly gored, and are badly injured. So it's, and are badly crushed. So it's an incredibly, like, when you watch it, it's kind of unbelievable, because there are crowds of people running literally in front of the bulls and then being run over by the bulls.
I presume that the people of Pamplona will say that this is their biggest tourist attraction and that it brings thousands of people to the city who spend a lot of money and, you know, generate all that cash into their economy.
They will, and I would argue in return that that's not an excuse for cruelty. That a lot of these festivals now all around the world actually are disappearing because, you know, we're moving on. We live in a changing society. We live in an evolving world. You know, there was once a long time ago, Deirdre, where, you know, slavery was embedded into the American civilization, and there was an economic argument just like the one you've mentioned for the festival. So these festivals have to change. Look at Puck Fair. Look what happened a couple of years ago in relation to the Puck Fair and the heat wave, and how that has now changed, and how the committee have absolutely changed the way they treat the goat, and they only put it up at the beginning for an hour or two, and they only put it up at the end for an hour or two. So things do change, but that is exactly the case. There will be a large argument for that. But you can be clever, you can be creative, and the Spanish people are very creative people. You can still have a festival which doesn't involve this madness and this cruelty and this danger.
I thought bullfighting was banned at this stage, Jerry, but it still continues.
Oh, it's very much continues. There are certain localities and regions and fairly courageous mayors of smaller towns that have banned it, but by and large it still continues. If you go to Madrid, there's bullfights on all of the time. Now, there is a diminishing, I would have to say, number of people attending, and, you know, anecdotally you do hear that most tourists who go, like, would never go again because it's so disgusting and so cruel. But it does exist, and tourists coming from all around the world, including Ireland, going to these places, because they're not cheap to go to, they do help to keep the thing alive. And so that's what we're calling for. It seems like a small thing to do, but I think it's a fair enough thing to ask, because there was a poll done about hare coursing in Ireland some years back, you know, a properly done poll. I can't remember who did it, whether it was Gallup or something. 79% of Irish people said they wanted to see the end of hare coursing. You know, so, you know, we're not a cruel race, and we shouldn't be supporting this.
Okay, so your appeal today, Jerry, is for anybody who might have some notion of heading to this festival, or maybe somebody, Irish people in Spain, who might be thinking of heading there. Don't go, because if you go, you're supporting it.
Yeah, and don't go, because I've watched the videos. I'd say it would be very easy to get caught into the whole exhilaration of it, and you end up running with the bulls, and then you're taking your life in your hands. So, like, from your own personal safety point of view, don't go, because, you know these kind of festivals, you get caught up in it, and there's drink taken, of course. So you end up running with the bulls, because you're there, you're going to do it. So definitely not, and mainly from the point of view of supporting the local economy. They need to learn that this kind of thing is not acceptable in the world we live in today. We know so much about animals now, how sentient they are, how intelligent they are, the different personalities they have. Like, there's another festival which is not in Pamplona, but just to give your listeners a quick idea as regards the kind of things that happen, there's one called the Toro Jubilo, mm-hmm. that's been going on for hundreds of years, where residents attach the balls of they attach balls of flammable tar to the horns of terrified restrained bulls, and they set them alight. And the bulls are either tied to a stake in a local square, or they run through the small town, and they crash into walls in agony and blind terror. Like, it's just unbelievable. Like, you can Google that, and it is quite unbelievable to watch.
And still going on.
Still going on. It takes place at night time. Like, it's an incredible visual spectacle. But at the heart of it is this terrified bull with its horn set alight for hours.
Yeah, I mean,
crashing into walls.
I think, as you said in your press release, Jerry, these kind of things belong to the medieval times, really, and that's where they should have stayed.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. And we are moving on and we are evolving and we are being kinder to animals.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, listen, we leave it there, Jerry. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon and giving us the lowdown on this bizarre practice in Pamplona. Great to talk to you. Great to have you on the programme.
Thank you, Deirdre.
And that's Jerry Boland there from the organisation Animals Behind Closed Doors, calling for an end to that ancient festival, which is more than 100 years old in Pamplona, the running of the bulls.